The Justice Department has announced indictments against two Chinese hackers. Zhu Hua and Zhang Xilong are accused of stealing hundreds of gigabytes of intellectual property, technologies, and research from corporations as well as NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center and the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. TPR's Paul Flav spoke with former CIA analyst and now San Antonio Republican Congressman Will Hurd about it. In an age of where we hear about cyber crimes almost every day, Flav asked Hurd about what these indictments mean.
It matters, these indictments of two Chinese government officials and identifying the Chinese MSS, Ministry of State Security, which is the equivalent of, it's almost like the FBI and CIA combined. The fact that there was evidence that the Chinese were absolutely involved in hacking cloud service providers, impacting 40 different companies, and that they were stealing intellectual property. And that intellectual property was being used in order for China to get a leg up. So the fact that the FBI identified who the people were, right, it's great. And the fact that they brought charges is important. And this is an example of how we're actually working with other countries and our allies against a common threat.
But, I mean, these folks aren't going to be brought to justice in the U.S.
No, for sure. But the fact that this comes with, so they can never travel to European countries where they have extradition laws with the United States, right? This is something that restricts their ability to operate around the world.
I want to say this is like the fourth time in 4 years of a high-profile set of sealed indictments coming out from foreign nationals. Earlier this year, there were the 13 Russian military officers. In 2016, there were 7 Iranians. In 2014, there were 5 Chinese military folks. You know, that seems to be where it started, 2014, this idea of naming these folks and getting them on lists and sending a message. Is this an effective strategy, do you think?
It is, because there was a case, and I'm forgetting some of the details. I believe it was Romania that we worked with and was able to capture one of these hackers and bring them to justice. And part of that was because the right legal framework was put in place in order to do this. Also, now that multiple countries are having to deal with this, they can potentially participate more. That's why we need to get some builds this coalition to other Asian countries like Malaysia and Indonesia and places like that in order to put this pressure. But also this is a way to show that how the Chinese are actually operating, right? The Chinese objectives are very clear. They're trying to steal advanced technology at the expense of other countries.
This act that you introduced that has been passed by both chambers, the Secure Technology Act, what does it do to make the U.S. more secure?
Well, it starts with a bug bounty program, right? This is something that is used in a lot of businesses where you're crowdsourcing, finding vulnerabilities in software and hardware and things like this. So this creates that within the Department of Homeland Security. The other piece of legislation that was included in the Secure Act was a supply chain bill called the Federal Acquisition Supply Chain Security Act. This makes sure that DHS and also OMB puts together some requirement for standards on how you protect the supply chain. The way you purchase these goods and services and the way you purchase these things that we're putting on our system to defend our infrastructure, protect our data, it needs to be done in a secure way.
Are these the low-hanging fruit kind of moves?
The basics are so important, right? Like doing the basics prevents you from, prepares you from attacks on about 85-87% of the kind of attacks that you're dealing with. OPM could have been prevented with basic software. This latest attack that the Chinese did.
Congressman Will Hurd, thanks for making the time.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to come on.